Baby Owl had stayed up all night, as every owl does, and he looked very sleepy.
"Bedtime for you, sleepy baby owl," called Mum.
"I'm not sleepy," grumbled Baby Owl.
But he couldn't help giving a great big stretch. Then along bounced a grey squirrel.
"Well, you look sleepy to me, Baby Owl," said Grey Squirrel.
"I'm not sleepy,"
said Baby Owl.
"I was just stretching my wings,"
said Baby Owl.
"I will be learning to fly soon, you know."
Baby Owl settled back on his perch and yawned a great big yawn.
"That was a very big yawn,"
said Mouse.
"What a sleepy baby owl you are this morning."
"I'm not sleepy,"
said Baby Owl.
"I was just yawning because I'm bored. Owls need lots of excitement, you know."
Baby Owl settled back on his perch, and before long, his head started to nod and his eyelids began to droop. Then along came a woodpecker.
"Drrrr!
Wah!"
said Baby Owl.
"Oh, sorry," said Woodpecker. "I didn't know there was a sleepy baby owl on the other side of this tree."
"I'm not sleepy,"
shouted Baby Owl.
"I was thinking owls are very wise, and we spend lots of time thinking, you know."
Then along came Dad.
"You look very sleepy, Baby Owl,"
said Dad.
"It's time you were in bed."
"But I'm not sleepy,"
cried Baby Owl.
"Everyone keeps telling me that I am, but I'm not. I'm thinking."
"I'm thinking too, Baby Owl,"
said Dad, lifting Baby Owl from his branch.
"And I'm thinking that, sleepy or not, you're certainly very grumpy. Come in now and I will read you a bedtime story."
"All right, Dad,"
said Baby Owl, snuggling into his dad's soft feathers.
"But make it a nice long story because I'm not at all sleepy,
Dad smiled. Baby Owl was fast asleep.
"Good night, Baby Owl."